Fiverr.com/podcast, and we'll make sure that people have an easy link to it, because I know I can speak, I think, for all three of us, that we're all excited to dig in and find out what's there and take a listen and a look ourselves. And I'm certain our listeners, many of our listeners, will want to do so as well. Bill Lichtenstein joining us from Cambridge.
I'm Donna from Claverack, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
Operation Unite Education and Cultural Arts Center offers a wide spectrum of programs to community youth.
The Youth in Action Youth Empowerment Program helps teens to acquire job readiness and leadership skills and understand local government. The academic program supports youth with tutoring and college prep experiences for their future in higher education.
Together, we participate in a variety of programs that broaden our perspectives, such as music, dance, theater, and cultural celebrations.
For more information, call us at 518-828-3612.
Matt Ullery weaves multiple global influences into the music of his Loom Sextet, and we'll hear a cinematic piece on the next Deep Threes. Plus tracks from Springheel Jack, Adam Bayer, and CJ Boland. Deep Threes. Where will the music take you?
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-I's into here's how you can's. visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
Wavefarm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Justin Luke of Brooklyn, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing.
90.7 FM, listener-aided and abetted radio.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The local COVID news remains grim. HudsonValley360.com reported two more coronavirus-related deaths in Greene County January 12th. Greene County officials also announced a new single-day new case count, 282 on January 12th. That beat the 208 cases announced on January 5th. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said, and I quote, "We have not reached our peak yet," end quote. He said that getting the virus locally was inevitable. Groden, who is not a doctor or scientist, said, and I quote, "You're going to get this thing, and by getting vaxxed, you can have somewhat normalcy. You don't have to worry as much with where you're going with crowds indoors or family affairs," end quote. Columbia County, meanwhile, also reported another COVID-19 death on January 12th and 230 more cases. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that New York's prison population got considerably smaller and older, according to a report released January 13th by State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli. The number of older people incarcerated increased slightly from 7,511 people to 7,586 people in New York between 2008 and 2021, the time frame of the study. Since the overall population in prison fell, the percentage of the state's prison population over 50 doubled during that time from 12% to 24.3%. DiNapoli said in a statement announcing the report, and I quote, "Since our initial 2017 report detailing the rise in the number of aging incarcerated individuals, we found that despite reductions in the overall size of the population, the share of older prisoners is increasing. In the months ahead, policymakers should examine opportunities to reduce the population of incarcerated individuals 50 and over where public safety would not be compromised," end quote. Overall, New York's prison population is at its lowest since the mid-1980s, with four prisons scheduled to close in March. And you can read more about this story at New York State of Politics. The Times Union named Catskills junior basketball player Janae Brantley Girls Athlete of the Week for the period of January 3rd through 9th. She can hardly be called a player living alone on her offensive accolades. Last week, Brantley had three triple-doubles in three victories, 32 points, 13 rebounds, 11 steals, and 5 assists in a 61-17 win against Anteora, 41 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists, and 7 steals in an 86-19 victory over Albany Leadership, and 42 points, 11 rebounds, 11 steals, and 6 assists in a victory over Coxsackie Athens, 89-31. Catskill coach Chris Quinn said, and I quote, "What's amazing to me is she always makes the right play. She always looks to make a great pass, whether or not it gets finished. It is just so instinctual for her to do the right thing," end quote. Brantley claimed surprise about the triple-doubles. Brantley said, and I quote, "I did because I'm just going out there playing my game. It's a little surprising at the end when I find out," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
In her 2022 State of the State address, New York Governor Kathy Hochul set new goals for electrifying the school bus fleets in the state. Clean energy advocates are hailing the move as a win for climate action. The governor has proposed that new school bus purchases be zero-emission vehicles by 2027, and that all school buses are emission-free by 2035. Deb Peck-Kelleher with the Alliance for Clean Energy New York suggests in inner cities, the high asthma rate may be caused or exacerbated by diesel emissions. She thinks a move to electrify school buses will help the problem.
As we start to electrify, not only will we see climate emissions go down, but we'll see air pollution go down, and there should be a dramatic impact on our residents' health because of that.
She notes more EV charging infrastructure will need to be built at schools. A report on electrifying New York City school buses finds the biggest barrier to their widespread deployment has been the upfront purchase price. But Peck Kelleher says the overall operating cost of electric vehicles is more affordable than diesel-powered vehicles. There are more than 50,000 school buses operating in New York State. And while her group would like to see every school district make the switch to electric, Peck Kelleher says the initial focus should be on places where air pollution is worst.
Those areas with a high pollution level, I believe, should be switched over first, that those benefits of a cleaner air, especially around our schools, would only double the benefits in our urban areas.
New York City has some of the highest air pollution in the state. And last April, former Mayor Bill de Blasio committed to making its school bus fleets electric by 2040. I'm Michaela Savitt for New York News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
This is Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Weekend COVID-19 Report. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about this report. COVID-19 new case numbers are still mostly at record highs throughout the Hudson Valley. That has been true in Columbia County all week, with 108 new cases announced January 14th. And of all the current cases in Columbia County this week, 132 were discovered at the privately owned Grand Rehabilitation and Nursing at Barnwell Nursing Home in Valencia. Testing there January 10th showed 95 residents and 37 staff were infected at the 236-bed facility. Three residents, two of them unvaccinated, were in the hospital. Barnwell has been cited by the Department of Health 4 times during the pandemic for infection control violations, according to citation reports, with more infection control violations than any other nursing home in the state during the pandemic. Barnwell was also cited 2 times during the pandemic for improperly reporting COVID-19 data, according to the Department of Health. Barnwell has received 13.3 citations per 100 beds, well above the average nursing home in New York, which received 2.1 citations per 100 beds in the 4 years ending November 30th, according to the Department of Health. Meanwhile, across the Hudson River, Greene County officials have not reported any COVID-19 information in several days, but there were 119 new cases in Greene County announced January 14th on the state's COVID-19 web tracker site. Elsewhere, there were 406 new coronavirus cases announced in Rensselaer County January 14th, 823 more in Albany County, 373 new cases in Ulster County, and 708 new cases in Dutchess County. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about all sorts of local news stories.
And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a temperature high near 12 degrees and wind chill values as low as minus 17. Saturday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around zero and wind chill values as low as minus 8 degrees. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 23 degrees, a heat wave. And Sunday night, snow mainly after 1 a.m. with a temperature low of around 17. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Accra, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
That was from New Zealand band The Clean. The song was called Point That Thing Somewhere Else. It was from 1986. And this next song from 1995 sounds remarkably like it. It's from Yola Tengo. And it's called Flying Lesson Hot Chicken Number 1.
Thank you. proud to absorb some local color through the magic of AM radio.
The Book of Revelations tells us to watch for the seven signs of evil.
Wait, sign of evil number 4.
Continuing our sign of evil countdown, here's Vanessa Williams.
This is Tom Roy with the WGXC News Update. While the news of the anniversary of the January 6th attempt to overthrow the United States government may seem far away from the Hudson Valley, there are many ripples here. Mid-Hudson News reported this week that Roberto Minuta, 37-year-old Newburgh Tattoo Parlor shop owner on January 13th, was among over a dozen members of the Oath Keepers indicted by a federal grand jury on charges of seditious conspiracy in connection with the January 6th riot. Minuto now lists an address of Prosper, Texas as home and is charged with being among a group of Oath Keepers that forced their way into the U.S. Capitol building. The Oath Keepers are a right-wing group that have many members of the military and police in their midst, and the group has ties to the Hudson Valley. This week on WGXC, Columbia County resident Michael Richardson, one of the people behind the Hate Watch report, explained that the Oath Keepers have ties to the Chatham area, the former Greene County Sheriff, and former Representative John Faso from Kinderhook. Here is Richardson tracing some of the history of white power movements locally.
They didn't come from anywhere. They've always been here. They just had different names. Way back when, they were the Klan. Not so long ago, they were the Oath Keepers. Few people know that Columbia County was a focal point for the Oath Keepers all the way up until 2009. It started in 2009. From 2009 all the way up until 2017, yep. Columbia County was the headquarters for Oath Keepers in New York State.
Yeah, former congressperson speak at the Oath Keepers around?
Yes. There is a Hate Watch report that featured a YouTube video where Faso is speaking. He's the lead speaker. He introduces the Constitutional Sheriff Award. And, of course, the MC of this is the former John Wallace, the former chair of the Chatham Republicans. And he had the statewide office out of his home here in Chatham, New York. So a few people recognize that just as late as 2017, when John Wallace died, that the headquarters of Oath Keepers New York was here. The Oath Keepers started in 2009 at the same time that Garth Rhodes started up the Oath Keepers nationwide. And Rhodes spoke at all three of the award dinners, the second award dinner being that one that Faso spoke at. And that also gets on to another hate watch report that we had last year on the constitutional sheriff movement. We often get these questions about, well, have the far right penetrated into police departments and what type of vetting is going on? And we wanted to point out, well, what good is vetting if the person doing the vetting is an Oath Keeper? And that was the case right in Greene County and still to the case up in Lewis County and a few other places in New York State, where they are strong, strong members of the constitutional movement. And if you take an opinion for mine to be of any value, I'm more worried about the constitutional sheriff movement than I am the Oath Keepers. When it comes to the Oath Keepers, I think most people took down their banner and crawled back into their hole, but they reemerged in a different manifestation.
The so-called One America News Network is one of the outlets groups such as the Oath Keepers use to spread propaganda. The One America Network got really bad news nationally this week and good news locally. On January 14th, reports emerged that DirecTV, one of the largest U.S. pay TV providers, will drop the One America News Network. That is very bad news for the network known for spreading misinformation and having a loyal fan in former President Donald Trump. DirecTV is its largest distributor, and losing its distribution means far fewer people will see their propaganda. The channel is still carried on Verizon Fios, but has never been carried by Comcast Corporation, Charter Communications Incorporated, or Dish Network Corporation. But OAN could announce new distribution this week, as Mid-Hudson Cable, based in Catskill, added the network and another from owner Herring Networks Incorporated, a lifestyle channel AWE that stands for A Wealth of Entertainment. Mid-Hudson Cable already carries Newsmax, another propaganda network masquerading as a news channel, and Fox News, where a judge ruled recently that Tucker Carlson's show could not be considered news. U.S. District Judge Mary Kay Viscoso's 2020 opinion said in part that, quote, the general tenor of the show should then inform a viewer that Carlson is not, quote, stating actual facts, unquote, about the topics he discusses and is instead engaging in, quote, exaggeration, unquote, and, quote, non-literal commentary, unquote.
You gotta try something.
I got a job at the radio station.
Oh, great, that place. It's dark and dirty and has, like, what, those three weirdos who work there?
Thank you.
That was the band Low with the song White Horses from their 2021 album Hey What.
Vegan, it's that bad, see out next of it. Vegan, it's that bad, see out next of it. Vegan, it's that bad, see out next of it. Eva, can I stab bats in a cave? 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 Vegan, it's that bad, see out next of it. Vegan, it's that bad, see out next of it. Vegan, it's that bad, see out next of it.
For some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
Here's Pierre Henry with Psych Rock, the track that inspired the Futurama theme song on television.
Thank you.
ride White Line Highway. Tell all your friends they can go my way. Pay your toll, sell your soul. Pound for pound costs more than gold. The longer you stay, the more you pay. My white lines go a long way, either up your nose or through your vein, with nothing to gain except killing your brain. Snow and now I'm having fun, baby. It's getting kind of low. I need some one-on-one, baby. $1 million, almost overnight. Twice as sweet as sugar, twice as bitter as salt. And if you get hooked, baby, it's nobody else's fault, so don't do it. Just to commit more crime. A businessman is caught with 24 kilos. He's out on bail and out of jail, and that's the way it goes.
K-Sugar. K.
Athletes rejected. Governors corrected. Gangsters, thugs, and smugglers are thoroughly respected. The money gets divided. The women get excited. Now I'm broke and it's no joke. It's hard as hell to fight it. Don't buy it.
Freeze. Rock. Freeze. Rock. Freeze. Rock. Freeze. Rock. Freeze. Rock. Freeze. Rock.
That was White Lines from Grandmaster Flash, and before that, the song that's sampled, Liquid Liquid's Cavern.